This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Park County Coroner's Office has confirmed that the student who shot two people at his high school in Denver yesterday is dead. His body was found near his car near Bailey, southwest of Denver, Wednesday night. Police suspect the 17-year-old killed himself, but that has not been confirmed. The two shooting victims are recovering. One has been released from the hospital. Wednesday was the second anniversary of the King Soopers shooting in Boulder that killed 10 people in 2021. Robert Ould's niece was one of the people killed that day. He is frustrated with delays in the court case.
We continue to be re-victimized time and time again with court delays, reports of incompetency, and defense lawyer tactics.
The shooting suspect has been in a mental hospital since last year. The death toll from the pandemic in Colorado has passed another milestone. 15,007 Coloradans have died from COVID. CPR's John Daly.
That number could fill Red Rocks Amphitheater 1.5 times. The 15,000 deaths is historic, costing more lives than anything that's happened in Colorado in the last century and lowering life expectancy. Here's Dr. Anuj Mehta, a pulmonologist with Denver Health.
Obviously, COVID has done so much more than just killed people. It's impacted people's lives.
The state's oldest residents were hardest hit. The virus impacted the Latino community, perhaps more than any other ethnic group. Counties like Pueblo, Adams, and El Paso saw higher death rates than the state average. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.